Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good Wednesday afternoon. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Gracie with you, letting you know everything that's happening in your world today. And top of mind awareness has to be on the potential for severe weather, as we've had severe thunderstorm watches over the last couple of days. The first one on Monday went until 8 o'clock. Not a whole lot there. Yesterday's one was until 7 o'clock. Again, not a whole lot there. We're hoping that that will be the case again today, but our area is under an elevated risk for some severe weather. The issue, though, is, well, nobody really knows exactly when. They're saying that it could be any time, really, between now and early tomorrow morning. We're going to have Escambia County meteorologist Scotland Williams on at 4:35, trying to get to the bottom of what we can expect. We do have some tornado warnings that have popped up in south central Alabama, southern Georgia as well. As best as I can tell, the line of storms that we're looking at is going to miss us as far as our local listening area in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Now, eastern into Okaloosa, Walton County, and beyond there might be a bit rougher over that way. But here in Escambia County, city of Pensacola, at least right now, it looks like this is going to miss us. Of course, I'm not a trained meteorologist, so that's why we're having the professionals on here to let us know everything that we need to, as we are under an enhanced alert level for some severe weather. Also in our top three stories today, the Marine veteran in New York is being indicted by a grand jury. This happened just this about an hour ago this afternoon in connection to the chokehold death of a black man on a subway. Charges against Daniel Penny will be unsealed when he is arraigned at a later date. Penny, who is white, was initially arrested on manslaughter charges in connection to Jordan Neely's death there. And despite a federal indictment, former President Trump still Republicans' top pick in a new survey. A Quinnipiac University poll says Trump leads Governor DeSantis by 30%, with 53% of respondents saying they'd vote for the former president. And Biden holds a slight lead over Trump with 48% of support over Trump's 44%. Those are our top three stories. 4:15 right now, we'll get a check of the local roads and a weather update here from Gracie. And then we've got history of the Blue Angels.
Yep. Well, our roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something slowing you down in the roads, you see an accident and have some details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we kind of got the rundown with Joe, but right now, we are looking great with just mostly cloudy skies. It's 90, very breezy right now. A low of 76 for this evening, with, of course, a chance of some severe thunderstorms. But taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, nothing in our listening area currently for rain. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And again, we are going to get History of the Blue Angels, which is brought to you by Service Matters Realty.
Some published accounts, including a few from the Navy itself, as to how the Blue Angels got their name are inaccurate. One story says the name was coined at the Cleveland Air Races in 1946 when a reporter, after witnessing the performance, exclaimed, "Those boys are out of this world." The angel word was a natural offshoot of such a phrase, and the name stuck. Another version claims that a man in the grandstands yelled, "God, if they don't look like Blue Angels." Well, those might be interesting side tales, but they're not true. Here's how the Blue Angels really got their name. The press had been referring to them by their official name, the Navy Flight Exhibition Team, or as simply, that Navy Flying Outfit. Thinking a more exciting name would bring added recognition to NAS Jacksonville and the team itself, the base newspaper, the Jacks Air News, conducted a contest with a $10 cash prize to whoever submitted the best name. They were looking for a name with zip and color. Among the names submitted and considered were Sky Dancers, the Flying Buccaneers, the Sea Eagles, Top Notchers, the Skyscrapers, Navy Cats, the Blue Bachelors, the Sky Rocketeers, the Cloudbusters, Stratocats, and Aerocats. But the winning name was Blue Lancers. That's right, the Blue Lancers. The young boy who submitted the winning name got his $10, and the Navy Flight Exhibition Team got a name. So why don't we call them the Blue Lancers anymore? As it turns out, the men of the Blue Lancers didn't much care for the name. Soon, the Blue Lancers were scheduled to perform in New York. In preparation for their trip, they were looking through the New Yorker magazine when they came across an ad for a local nightclub called the Blue Angel. The consensus among the team was immediate. They loved the name. Commander Voris announced the new name to reporters during the pre-show briefing at the World's Fair of Aviation in Omaha, Nebraska on July 26, 1946. Henceforth, they would be known the world over as the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders called Your Service Matters. If we manage your rental property through Service Matters Property Management, we will give you a 20% discount on the monthly management fee. It's our way of saying thank you to those who serve our country and community. Find out more, go to servicematterspm.com.
The Blue Angels get a new plane and lose a pilot in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Choosing an early education program is one of the most important decisions a parent makes. Navarre Montessori Academy develops confident, multicultural, multilingual children who respect diversity, community, who are caring, capable, enthusiastic, and committed to a lifetime of learning. Navarre Montessori Academy is a dual language immersion school that nurtures learning in an environment that celebrates cultural differences and holds to the Maria Montessori philosophy. Waitlist now open for 18 months through third grade. Check out their online reviews and call to schedule your tour today.
This Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen Friday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Feedmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Feedmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Feedmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 422. Our number one here on a Wednesday, where right now we are in an elevated threat for some severe weather. You would not know it at all by looking outside the window right now. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, give or take, we'll hear from Scotland Williams. She is the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center, letting you know what she is seeing on the radar as we head into the evening hours. Yeah, the timeline really is up in the air. We have really no sense of whether, number one, we can expect to see anything and at what time. Looking at the radar right now, the stuff seems to be staying to our north and east of us. Certainly hope that it continues that way, but we will ask the expert here coming up after the Fox News update. Some other local stories to talk about today, starting in the an update with the situation surrounding the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse. We're still not aware of any criminal charges that have been filed. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office and a lot of other agencies are still involved. According to the PNJ, though, at least one family that was involved in the incident over the weekend has retained legal counsel. Aaron Watson of the Watson Firm confirmed that he is representing at least one of the families, however, saying it's way too soon in the investigation to comment publicly on how things will proceed. Tomorrow evening in Milton, the city council will hold a special meeting to hopefully trim down the list of city manager candidates that they would like to interview, as Randy Jorgensen will be retiring at the end of August. Here was Mayor Heather Lindsay last night.
I don't think it's too strong a statement to say that this might be the most important decision this council makes.
It will certainly be one of the most, without question.
Because the city manager and a manager council form of government is the chief personnel officer. He does the hiring and the firing. And there are many projects that are being coordinated under the leadership of the city manager, who then, of course, reports to council but obtains guidance from council and the government.
And that meeting will be starting at 5:30 tomorrow evening. A new Publix-anchored shopping center is planned for Navarre. That's the latest development. It's going to be going up at the corner of Bergeron Road and Highway 98, also accompanied by a liquor store. The combined footprint will be nearly 60,000 square feet, according to permits that were filed with Santa Rosa County. Well, if you're looking for a job, tomorrow at the Pensacola State College Milton campus, they're hosting their annual summer career fair.
A lot of times at these hiring events and job fairs, we have folks come in and they walk out with their paperwork for their background investigation or whatever the next step on and onboarding with the company.
It's Bill Garner with CareerSource Escarosa. He says representatives from around 50 local employers will be on hand at the Milton campus on Highway 90. The career fair will go from 10 to 2. 4:25 right now. We'll take a break and look at the local roads and weather and hit some state headlines before we get to the Fox News update.
Well, our roads are looking great right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, and at 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, nothing too bad to slow you down. We do have a slight patch of slow traffic throughout Windhaven Beach on 98. This is going to be going in the westbound direction as you're heading towards Rosewood Drive. That's where it starts to clear up. If you do see something else, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And as Joe mentioned, you wouldn't know by the looks of the weather right now that we do have severe thunderstorms possibly coming our direction. It's mostly cloudy right now and 90 throughout Pensacola, low of 76 for this evening with 50% chance of severe thunderstorms. It is 91 in Milton and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. In state headlines, after last week's funeral, a vigil is planned for tonight to honor the 34-year-old AJ Owens. Family and friends will gather at the Ocala downtown square to continue their calls for justice. Owens was shot through the door of her neighbor's apartment. That neighbor, Susan, is charged with manslaughter, but Owens' family is urging the state attorney to upgrade that charge to murder.
The jail garb-wearing anti-Trump protester who was arrested yesterday during Trump's arraignment in Miami is a free man. Dominic Santana bonded out of jail on charges of disorderly conduct and resisting an officer.
I was running away from the mob that was hitting me, and I just dodged for my safety, and all of a sudden there's the motorcade.
Now, Santana is accused of rushing Trump's motorcade, which sounds like he denies there. He was the only protester arrested during yesterday's proceedings.
Central Florida police warning residents of a potential increase in hate group activity over the weekend. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says that groups, what he calls weird losers, are planning to put more anti-Semitic flyers throughout neighborhoods during the weekend of Juneteenth.
Florida Supreme Court this afternoon giving the go-ahead to execute death row inmate Dwayne Owen tomorrow. Owen was sentenced to death in the 1984 murder of 14-year-old Karen Slattery, who was babysitting at a home in Delray Beach. His attorneys have tried to argue that he is not mentally competent to die by lethal injection.
And bad news for me, because my gas light came on the way to work today. Florida gas prices are experiencing a slight, a slight drop after reaching the highest point in roughly a month. AAA reports that the average cost of fuel in the state is $3.46 per gallon. Despite the lower price, it's still 13 cents higher than last week's state average.
There was bad news in there as well.
Yeah,
former President Trump says the charges against him are a political persecution. He criticized both President Biden as well as FBI Special Counsel Jack Smith in a statement or speech in New Jersey last night. The collapse of a section of I-95 in Philadelphia could mean rising food prices along the East Coast, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He says the supply chain will be impacted because there's no substitute for I-95, which stretches all the way from Florida to Miami. The trial date for the man accused of breaking into then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her 82-year-old husband with a hammer could be set later today, as lawyers will be back in the court to set a date for David DePapp. A demolition now underway in Iowa on the six-story apartment building that partially collapsed late last month. City says it likely the building contains asbestos and other potentially hazardous material. The Mississippi police officer who shot an 11-year-old boy is being suspended without pay. Indianola Police Sergeant Greg Caper shot the boy in the chest last month during a domestic disturbance call. The 11-year-old was hospitalized with a collapsed lung, fractured ribs, and a lacerated liver. Caper's lawyers, though, say the shooting was an accident, and the body camera footage will clear him completely. In Louisiana, Fort Polk is no more. The Army Post has been renamed for a Black War hero, William Henry Johnson. Following his death, he received the Medal of Honor for his actions in France during World War I. The name change is the latest in the military's efforts to rename bases that honor Confederate leaders. And a new bill making its way through California's Senate would include a child's gender identity in custody cases.
In the past, when we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights atrophied, I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California.
That's Republican Scott Wilk, who says the idea that a parent would lose custody for not agreeing with the gender ideology movement is downright scary. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up, followed by an interview with Scotland Williams, the meteorologist with Escambia County.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A New York City grand jury today indicting Daniel Perry on charges stemming from the chokehold death of a homeless man in a subway car.
The 24-year-old Marine veteran will now face trial for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, the 30-year-old homeless, mentally ill man that witnesses say was threatening passengers on board that New York City subway last month.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Antony Blinken will be the first Secretary of State to travel to China since 2018.
A trip that was called off earlier this year after the shootdown of a Chinese spy balloon over U.S. territory.
It is a responsible way, we believe, to manage tensions, clear up misperceptions and miscalculations even.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not say if Blinken's trip this weekend is a precursor to an in-person meeting between Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve policymakers put their interest rate hiking campaign on hold for the first time in well over a year, but signaled they will raise rates again once or twice more later this summer. Stocks initially lost ground on that news, but then got back to where they'd been before the announcement, finishing today's session mixed. The S&P 500 edged up 3 points. The blue-chip Dow Industrials, though, retreated 232. After soaring 16% yesterday, shares of Lumen Technologies jumped another 6% today. The strong gains coming in the wake of the telecom company's announcement regarding a new network interconnection ecosystem that was created in partnership with Google and Microsoft. Norwegian Cruise Line has canceled multiple sailings on its Norwegian Epic ship, the latest in a string of scrapped voyages for the cruise line. The line canceled three 2025 cruises, so the ship can undergo a revitalization. The Norwegian Epic will be redeployed to Port Canaveral to offer Caribbean itineraries beginning December 17th. That's your money now.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like 4 tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like 4 tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with 4 delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies summer sale starts now at Dell.com/deals. Golf's U.S. Open tees off Thursday, but the buzz is around LIV and the PGA Tour merging, and the deal could be facing a major hurdle. Senators are asking the U.S. Attorney General to look into whether the Saudis' ownership violates antitrust laws. If it does, we could get another major twist in this golf saga. I'm Maggie Gray.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Before we get to our interview, going to get a quick look at the traffic and a quick weather update. Right now, roads and weather are actually looking pretty good throughout the area with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in both Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. As we mentioned earlier, you wouldn't know by the looks of it right now that we might have possible severe weather, but we're looking good with mostly cloudy, pretty windy skies. That is going to be a low of 76 for this evening, and then mostly cloudy right now, 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Thanks so much, Gracie. And as we go to the phones, we're going to bring on Scotland Williams, who is the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center. In Scotland, as I say this, I am clutching my rabbit's foot and I've got my fingers crossed. It kind of looks like, for our listening area, mainly Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, that we may dodge a bullet this evening and overnight. That's what I see on the radar, but that's why we have you on, so people don't call me out if I'm wrong. So what's it look like?
Yeah, there you go. So it has been a quiet day for us, but just 5 minutes ago at 4:33, the National Weather Service, in conjunction with the Storm Prediction Center, they issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Okaloosa County here in the Florida Panhandle. Other places are included as well, and most of the storm and all the activity, it's all to our north, to our northeast, and even to our northwest off in Mississippi. So yes, it has not been an active day, but we cannot let our guard down because from the beginning, our threat, our risk has always been for late tonight into the overnight hours. So it has not come to us yet. We had a first round starting in the afternoon, and that's the round we're seeing now that will go into the early evening hours. And then we have the next round coming, and that's the round that Escambia County and Santa Rosa could be included in. So all modes will be possible with the weather that's coming in. That means large hail up to 2 inches in size, strong tornadoes, and damaging straight-line winds up to 80 miles an hour. I mean, if you think about it, that's hurricane-force gust. So that very strong winds and straight-line wind damage can do just as much damage as a tornado. So with severe thunderstorm warnings, if they are issued for your area, treat them just as tornado warnings. Take them just as serious. Interior room of your home, put as many walls between you in the outside as possible. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. So even though we're not seeing much on the radar for Escambia County, we cannot let our guard down.
And do see that watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. And you kind of hinted at it. What my next question was going to be is that, you know, earlier on in the day, you see the maps of like the marginal risk and the elevated risk with the timeline provided from the National Weather Service being, well, really anywhere from about, I don't know, 3 p.m. to like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And that helps absolutely nobody. So now it kind of looks like we're kind of honing in on a smaller window of when we might be seeing some action.
Right. So when you look at what the National Weather Service is issuing, you have to think they are forecasting for multiple counties. So their timeline forecast, it's going from north all the way south to the coastal counties. So for the northern end of the risk, they are actually in the inland counties, a level 4 out of 5 moderate risk. That's a higher risk than we are in here in Escambia County, which is the level 3 out of 5 enhanced risk. And still, this type of risk for this time of year, highly unusual. So that's why another reason we have to stay weather alert. So yes, we are honing in on the time. We're getting later into the day, into the early evening hours, but still, like you mentioned, that severe thunderstorm watch goes until 10 p.m., but we could still see little cells and they could spin up at any moment. We could see those into the overnight hours. So one thing I really want to say, multiple ways to receive alerts and warnings. You know, we had the overnight alert come out and folks turned those alerts off of their phone. you want to turn those back on. You want to have a way to receive those alerts should they be issued for your area. You don't want to miss out on that. You don't want to be peeking outside if you hear something. So you want to know exactly what's going on. So that's what I mean when I say stay weather alert.
You mentioned some of the primary threats that we could see, not definite, but could see. And you talked about, you know, straight-line winds, hail. We have been seeing earlier today some tornado warnings popping up south central Alabama, southern Georgia as well. What are we thinking about the risk of any tornadic activity here tonight?
Yeah, so actually, Alabama into Georgia, there's a tornado watch in effect there. So that's off to our north. Now, we could see all of the threats that I named, the hail, the tornadoes, the winds, heavy rain, frequent lightning, all of that. We could see that. Could some people see nothing? Absolutely. Everyone will not see severe weather, and we wouldn't want everyone to see severe weather, of course. But we have to think about who we're forecasting for. So Escambia County goes north to south. The northern end of the county could see a little bit more than if you are along the beach area. So for tornadoes, there is the risk there, but it is lower than the wind threat. So wind, damaging winds, that is the primary threat we're looking out for today. And then even tomorrow, we have another severe weather risk in place. It's lower than today. It's level 2 out of 5, slight risk, but still, we have to stay weather aware all the way through the week until we get to the weekend.
Scotland Williams, the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center, joining us. And Scotland, we certainly appreciate that. Just wanted really briefly to hit on something else while we have you. You're looking at the tropics, and of course, now that we're into hurricane season, and we heard from the National Hurricane Center yesterday talking about, you know, hey, there's 4 tropical waves, but thankfully nothing going on as far as over the next 7 days. And they said that that's pretty typical. So, you know, just we know that from previous conversations that we've had with you, you had a media roundtable that you've been putting out different videos and just different things there. So, yes, it's quiet right now, but we should be even now preparing, or we should have already done the preparation ahead of hurricane season.
Yeah, preparation should already be done, but if they are not, you still have time to do so because, like you mentioned, at least for the next 7 days, there's no tropical activity expected. So that's good. We are expecting a below normal season, but again, you cannot let your guard down because, as we saw with Arlene, that was our first named storm of the season, and we were only a week into the season. And that storm went from a 20% chance of developing to a 70% chance within a day, and then eventually it was named. Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show below average season, storms could develop quickly, and that's what happened. So you want to get prepared. You want to have your plan in place. And the videos you mentioned, we have a segment. It's called A Minute with EM. On our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our YouTube, we post those every single week. And we have so many videos. We are about 30 episodes in, so you can watch them all day long, and they're 1-minute videos of how to prepare, what emergency management does, who we are, and just a lot of good tips that you need to know and information.
Scotland, we certainly appreciate the time this afternoon. Scotland Williams, the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center. Probably will not be the last time that we speak this summer, but I'm looking forward to our future conversations and hopefully recapping storms that went far out of our way, or just talking about all the bullets that we dodged this summer. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's hope so. That sounds good to me.
Awesome. Well, thanks, we appreciate it. Scotland Williams, the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center. 4:45 right now. We'll get a update on the roads and our weather. You know, a lot of the weather we just talked about there, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect now for our listening area, including Escambia and Santa Rosa counties until 10 o'clock. Gracie, how are the roads looking?
Roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No accidents reported by FHP that are causing any delays, but if you do see something, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Kind of already touched on weather, but it is 90 right now, mostly cloudy throughout Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and in 91 in Milton. And also, this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru gets you to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Grace on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
So looking at some sports notes here before we get to the break, the Vegas Golden Knights, your Stanley Cup champion, beating the Florida Panthers 9-3. Last night, the franchise's first title. Major League Baseball, we've got a few early games, including the Braves winning 10-7 over the Detroit Tigers. They're playing a doubleheader today, 10-7 over the Tigers in Game 1, and they're up in the third inning in Game 2, 3-0. So the Braves staying hot. Later on tonight, the Rays at the Athletics, 8:40 start time there. Same deal in Seattle, as the Marlins take on the Mariners. Here locally, Pensacola Ice Flyers head coach Rod Aldoff announced that he is retiring after 9 seasons with the team.
Aldoff expressed gratitude to the city, fans, and organization while prioritizing his family's well-being. Under his leadership, the team achieved remarkable milestones, including the 3 SPHL championships. Ice Flyer owner Greg Harris praised Aldoff's impact on and off the ice, shaping players into better individuals. As Aldoff bids farewell, he remains the team's biggest fan, wishing the Ice Flyers continued success.
ESPN Pensacola's Kate Thomas there. Also, the San Francisco Giants and St. Louis Cardinals will be meeting in the next Field of Dreams game. That game is going to be in 2024 at Rickwood Field in Birmingham. Rickwood Field is the oldest professional ballpark in America, and it was home to Willie Mays' Birmingham Black Barons. They'll be playing there in the Field of Dreams game, as the actual Field of Dreams site in Dyersville, Iowa is under construction. Health Business and Science notes today, thousands of Southern California hotel workers threatening to strike as the busy summer travel season gets started. More than 60 hotels in LA County could see their contracts with unionized hotel workers expire at the end of the month unless a deal is reached first.
And a white Starbucks manager who was fired over allegations of racism back in 2018 has been awarded over $25 million from a jury. Shannon Phillips was fired after 2 black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks while they were waiting for a friend. And Starbucks went so far to temporarily close 8,000 stores to teach workers about racial bias.
Veterans suffering from PTSD would have access to experimental drug treatment under a bill that's being pushed by Congressman and former Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
His bill would create a $75 million federal grant program to support research into both magic mushrooms and ecstasy.
A record high number of Americans say that they think first trimester abortion should be legal. A new Gallup poll says that 69% of U.S. adults believe abortion care should be available in the first trimester. Support for the access during the second and third trimesters can also reach all-time highs at 37% and 22% representatively.
And pop culture notes, Whoopi Goldberg has thrown her name into the ring to take over for Pat Sajak as the host of Wheel of Fortune, saying that on The View during an interview with Jeopardy star Ken Jennings that she would be interested.
And if you haven't gotten a Powerball ticket just yet, well, you still can. The jackpots for both the Powerball and Mega Millions are going up. Nobody hit last night's Mega Millions drawing, so Friday night's jackpot is going to be worth $280 million. And in tonight's Powerball, the grand prize is estimated to be $340 million with a lump sum cash value of $170 million.
4:50 right now. We'll take a break, come back with some wacky and weird stuff, and finishing the hour with good news. It's Pensacola right now on a Wednesday. Day on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you R1. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You hear Andrew McKay and Dave Ramsey rave about Frontier Motors all the time. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as Todd Gordon, General Manager of Frontier Motors, discusses what makes Frontier Motors a great place to buy a vehicle and why they provide a superb car buying experience. Have your questions ready to call or text tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Just shy of 4:55. I'm going to get a last look of weather and traffic for this hour. We're still looking good on I-10 and I-110 and throughout our area. No major accidents that are causing delays reported by FHP, but if you do see something, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-226-1111. Got a really nice rundown on the weather for this evening during our interview, but just to keep in mind, we did just get in a severe thunderstorm watch that's going to be in effect until 10 p.m. The overnight hours will be most likely bringing some thunderstorms to our area, and if it does, it's going to be large hail and a lot of wind, so just keep that in mind and just be weather aware through the overnight hours. Mostly cloudy right now, 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some wild stuff happening around the world today, this one was absolutely bananas. A 911 dispatcher in Wisconsin recently answered a call that hit a little too close to home. Marissa Anderson said when the call came in on Friday, she quickly realized the coordinates pointed directly to her neighborhood. It was her home that was on fire. Anderson's 12-year-old son woke to the sound of breaking glass and grabbed his sister and her friend from the family camper and called 911, and it was their mom that answered the phone. Her supervisor told her to just leave and go home. And so she got home in time and, you know, was there when firefighters responded. Her son suffered a broken leg, but thankfully nobody else was injured. The pets, though, were lost in the fire.
That is crazy. Another weird one out of Louisiana. A 28-year-old woman was arrested in Louisiana for trying to pass off as a 17-year-old high school student. Cops say that Martha Gutierrez Cinero used a fraudulent passport and birth certificate to enroll in high school during the 2022-2023 school year.
A Minnesota man allegedly robbed two banks recently and left the money in his getaway car. And while the car was parked outside a homeless shelter, somebody stole that car. Police discovered it abandoned with the engine running and the door open and red dye stains from the exploded dye pack. Alan Duncan told police he'd loaned the car to some guy named CJ and he'd never returned it. The problem, though, with his story is that he was caught on a recorded call telling his brother that the car was stolen and he had $12,000 in there.
Oh, gosh. Last weird one for this hour. A Belgian TikToker faked his own death and then turned up at his funeral in a helicopter to teach his family a life lesson about the importance of staying in touch. David Barton, also known as Ragnar Elfu on social media, came up with the idea after being disheartened about his how his family had fractured. In order to pull off this prank, the TikToker, which is, it's not some 12-year-old TikToker, a 45-year-old guy, got some help from his wife and children to pull off this prank.
He watched the Friends episode where Ross staged. It's exactly what happened when Ross staged his own funeral.
Yeah.
He was disheartened about the fact that none of his high school classmates seemed to care about him. And
I mean, if there might be a reason your family's not talking to you, and it might be because you're a little nutty. I would say that.
Yeah. Now, so yesterday we had a woman banging on her casket at the funeral, and today we have the guy who just shows up and says, "Hey, guys, I'm still alive, and you guys need to work out your differences so we can get closer together as a family." So it's pretty interesting there. Good news, we'll start locally here. A Pensacola Blue Wahoos player had a night to remember last night. Second baseman Cody Morissette went 4-for-6 and hit for the cycle with those four hits. That's a single, double, triple, and a home run. It was the third time in team history that that's happened. And to make the night even more special, it was the first time that his mom was in the stands to watch him as a pro.
Awesome. I love that. Also, a last good news story. 13 years ago, a waitress named Cara had the idea to save all her dimes from work as a goal to eventually use them to pay for a graduation trip for her daughter. Well, she counted her dimes. $5,665 is what she got, and her daughter are going on a trip to Hawaii for the next 7 days coming up next month. It's News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. We'll be back in just a bit after a WEAR update right here on Pensacola Right Now.